You want to hear the story of how I made it through when life is full of trouble, pain, and fear. The answer may seem simple, though everything else crumbles. One thing has remained through all those years. I still serve an amazing God. He's been with me every mile my weary feet have trod, and He still cares, and He still hears, and He's still mending broken hearts and drying tears. For this old world is about to change, but I'm glad I know the one who always stays the same, and my song will ever be, amazing God, you're still amazing me. The God who parted waters still makes a way today. He's always brought me through those troubled seas. He's the one who fed the thousands, whose words could calm the tempest. He's my bread of life, and He's my peace. I still serve an amazing God, and He's been with me every mile my weary feet have trod. He still cares, and He still hears, and He's still mending broken hearts and drying tears. And this old world's about to change, but I'm glad I know the one who always stays the same, and my song
will you please
will
stand
ever
up with
be
these words?
Amazing God, you're still amazing me. I still serve an amazing God, 'cause He's been with me every mile my weary feet have trod, and He still cares, and He still hears, and He's still mending broken hearts and drying tears. For this old world is about to change, but I'm glad I know the one who always stays the same, and my song will ever be, amazing God, you're still amazing me. And I still serve an amazing God. He's been with me every mile my weary feet have trod, and He still cares, and He still hears, and He's still mending broken hearts and drying tears. For this old world is about to change, but I'm glad I know the one who always stays the same, and my song will always be, amazing God.
I know where it is. Hallelujah. If I don't, you'll have to help me. How about that? Oh, I tell you what. It's so good to be human. It really is. Being human keeps you humble and keeps you dependent on the Lord and on the graces of the Lord. And I depend utterly on Him. Hallelujah. He is everything I need. Everything I need. And I love Him for His truth. I love Him for the great truths of His wonderful book. Hallelujah. I'm almost there. Be patient with me. Amen. Amen. Now go to the book of Luke, chapter 11. Chapter 11. Chapter 11. We'll begin reading with verse 2. I want you to listen carefully tonight. I'm preaching on our Father which is in heaven. Our Father which is in heaven. And He, this is Jesus, said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, thy will be done in earth, in heaven as in earth, or so in earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the honor forever and ever. This is in another book. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven. They asked Jesus, teach us how to pray. Now, if Jesus taught them how to pray, He was teaching us how to pray. And so, that first verse, our Father, which art in heaven. Our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth, even as it is done in heaven. Father, help me tonight to preach this message about my Heavenly Father. You, our Father. You, our beloved Father. You, our faithful Father. I'm awed at You. I'm awed at Your greatness. I'm awed at all the beauty of Your promises. Father, You mean everything in the world to me. You are my hope and my joy. I love You, my Father. You gave Your only begotten Son to redeem this unworthy lost sinner. Thank You, Father, for Your love. In Jesus' name, I pray and amen. Now turn with me, before you're seated, to Psalms division 37. Psalms division 37. This is one of the great psalms that deals so pointedly with the things of God, the promises of God. So let me just read four verses. I'll begin in verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself in the Lord. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Listen to that. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Verse 7. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Four beautiful things He said about your relationship with God, your relationship with the Father. Trust in the Lord. Delight thyself in the Lord. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven. Father, I commit my way to you tonight in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Now, when you begin to think about God the Father, you begin to consider the things of God the Father. Sometimes we who are Trinitarians, we believe in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But sometimes we don't rightly divide the distinctions of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And it's a beautiful thing to study the Trinity, to study the Father, to study the Son, and to study the Holy Spirit, and to do it individually, and then to put them all together and understand them as they are related to one another. And so as I was thinking today and praying, it just kind of gripped my heart to talk about the Father, to preach to you tonight a little bit about the Father. I know that Christ is the Lord of the church, and you know it was the Father who made that decision and made that distinction and gave to Jesus the lordship of the church. The Lord didn't make that decision for himself. The Father made it for him. So when you deal with the Father, you're dealing with heavenly things. When you deal with the Son, you're dealing with things within the realm of the church and the world. And it's very wonderful to understand the distinctions. It's very wonderful to study the fellowship that exists between us and God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost. You read in the Gospels and the different writers of the Bible when they talk about having fellowship with the Father and with the Son. They distinguishly say having fellowship with the Father and with the Son. And then you stop to think, where's the Holy Ghost? Well, he is the connection that brings the fellowship of the Father and the Son into your life. Amen. You understand? So he's right there. He's intimately a part of everything relating to the Father. And he's intimately a part of everything relating to the Son. And so my fellowship is with the Father and with his Son by the Holy Ghost. Oh, I love that. My fellowship is with the Father and the Son, but by the Holy Ghost. He's the link. He's the communicating channel. He brings what the Father is to me and carries what I am back to the Father. He brings the Father's love to me and carries my love back to the Father. Think about that now. He brings the Father's love to me and carries my love back to the Father. Now, that will make worship powerful when you understand. In this building, we worship God with all our heart. We worship and praise Him and honor Him. And as we worship, the Holy Spirit delivers our worship to the Father. And then the Father responds to our worship, and the Holy Spirit delivers that worship, that love back to us. And if we will learn that, don't come into this house and let your mind wander to 1,000 places. Get your mind set on Him. Do you know that would turn our church upside down? That would turn us upside down if we begin to understand that the Holy Spirit comes to take our worship and raise it to a level that reaches into the heavenly realm. And then up in the heavenly realm, the Holy Spirit picks up the Father's response and His blessing and brings it right back to us. And we rejoice and we shout and we get happy and we have joy in the Lord because first we worship and second, He brings it back to us. So the Father rules in the realm of the heavenlies. The Lord Jesus rules in the realm of the church. Hallelujah. So when you pray, you never pray to Jesus. You never pray to the Holy Spirit. You pray to the Father. In Jesus' name, by the mercies and the blessings of Jesus, by the authority of the Christ, you go to the Father in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So Jesus taught us, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven. Now raise our right hand up with me, would you? and say it with all your heart and soul. Our Father which art in heaven. Hallelujah. Our Father which art in heaven. And every time you go to prayer, always begin your prayer in the name of Jesus, right into the realm of the holies and the heavenlies. Hallelujah. Where Father sits on his eternal throne. And if you'll pray like that and pray till the presence of God comes back upon you, that's what you call praying through. When you pray through is when you prayed until your prayer has rested in the heavenlies and the Holy Spirit has picked up the returning emotions of love and mercy and grace and brings it right back and makes those emotions real in your heart. I was praying early this morning and I began to shout and praise God and magnify Him because my prayers had reached the Father's throne and the Holy Ghost was bringing back the responses of the Father. Amen? Is that right? Is this right, saints? Of course it's right. I don't know no other way to make it. God wants us to love Him. The Bible said, and God spoke it, He said, love me with all your might, all your strength. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart. Hallelujah. God wants you to love Him. Don't just love Jesus. We're not Jesus only, folks. We are Trinitarians. We don't just love Jesus. We love the Father. We praise the Father. He wants you to love Him. He wants you to love Him. He wants you to bless Him. He wants you to praise Him. Do you know you can actually read in the Bible where you have sung to Him until He begins to sing back to you? Does anybody know that God will sing to His saints? How long has it been since you prayed through until God could sing to your soul? How long has it been that you got in an altar and stayed there? Sometimes it takes a few hours. I read in all the great books I have read of great saints of God, great men of revival, great men that moved their generation. And they were men or women, by the way, that stayed on God's altar and stayed in God's presence until God began to sing back to them. And then they begin to carry the word of God with greater strength than ever before. I'm yearning for an anointing of the Holy Ghost upon this old man as I've never known in my life. And I pledge to him even tonight that I'm going to pray and call on him. I'm going to magnify him. I'm going to exalt him. I'm going to raise him up with all the anthems of my heart and bless him until his Holy Spirit brings those blessings back on top of my head. Somebody shout hallelujah. 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 So we deal with the Father for the things in the heavens. We deal with the Son for the things in His church. And that makes it so beautiful. God sent Jesus to be the Lord of His church. He died on the cross. He arose again, went back to heaven, and the Father gave Him a name which is above every name. The Father said, Son, you did exactly what I told you to do. You never missed a note. You never failed one time. You did no sin. Neither was guile found in your mouth. You fulfilled every promise I'd made of you in the Holy Bible. And I'm magnifying you and giving you a name which is above every name. And God the Father gave Jesus a name which is above every name. So when you love Jesus, you love Him because the Father exalted Him. Because the Father gave Him lordship. Because the Father gave Him redemptive glory. Because He arose, now you can get ready to arise. Hallelujah. Brother Derek, I'm leaving this world. I'm leaving whether I go out of a graveyard, it don't matter an inch with me, or whether I go out of a pulpit, or out of my automobile, or from the bedroom at my house. It don't matter with me. I'm leaving here to go be with Him. Hallelujah. And the Hallelujah. And the Father is in charge of it all. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Father, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Would you do something this week? I beg of you. Your shepherd begs of you. Spend the week praying with that kind of thinking, that kind of understanding. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What are you saying when you say hallowed be thy name? You're exalting his name. You're making his name mighty. You're making his name glorious in your mind and in the heavens. I'm here to tell you, you can't glorify God like you should and glorify him with all your heart that the Holy Spirit don't pick up on your praising and your honoring and take it right before the throne of the Heavenly Father. The Holy Ghost is a straight channel from a Holy Ghost filled vessel to the presence of God the Father. When the Holy Ghost delivers a blessing from you, he don't take it to the outer chamber of the temple. He takes it right in there where the Father sits on his throne. Do you understand? Oh, let somebody worship God with me. Oh, church, hear me. Hear me when I tell you the Father wants your praises. The Father wants your love. The Father wants your surrender. Now let's go to those wonderful things. I love them in the book of Psalms. What does he say? First he says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Now listen to me. Trust in God is more than words. Trust in God is more than saying, I trust him. Trust in God is more than me saying to you, trust him. Trust in God is when you, in your heart, can literally take every care you have and lay them before the throne and say, God, you are in charge. I'm trusting my life to you. I'm trusting my life to you. If you hadn't trusted God, brother, you might not be here tonight. You might, we'd already had the ceremony and buried you and left you in a hole somewhere. Hell, one thing about those holes, they're just borrowed for a little while for the saint of God. When I think about that place where my sweetheart is buried, I don't think of her own in that. It took me a year and a half to write a name up there. I didn't want her name out there in that graveyard. I just didn't want it out there, Brother Danny. I really didn't. I had to make myself to satisfy my own family, put her name there in that graveyard. And they said, now, Papa, we want you to put your name there with hers. I said, I ain't going to do that one. You ain't going to get my name up there in no graveyard. I don't want to bar that hole for a while. Hallelujah. That's all she's doing, barring it for a little while, and she's going to leave it. Oh, yeah. But trust in the Lord. Put every care you got in the Lord. I've had to do it all over again. Never have I had to trust him like I have the last months. If I could not have trusted him, I would not have survived. But because God is faithful and I trusted him, he came through right on time every time. Hallelujah. I love that song this morning because I am awed at my Father. I am awed. I'm overwhelmed at his greatness. I'm overwhelmed at his love. I'm overwhelmed at his healing power. I want to tell you right now, he's the healer. Don't you ever let nobody make you doubt that his stripes were offered as an atonement for your diseases. Every sickness you have, he's paid the price for it. He suffered those stripes. Can you imagine that precious body being whipped and beaten until his flesh hung off like rags? And then you understand that those rags had virtue in them. Hallelujah. Those rags ripped from his very being had virtue in them. And that virtue has flowed right down till tonight. It's just as real right now. You believe it, buddy. You claim it, my dear brother. Healed by the power. I called him Thursday night and I said, listen to me. I'm going to pray right now. You either going to be better in the morning or I'm coming to your house to pray for you. And he called me the next morning trying to keep me out from coming. He said, I'm better. Hallelujah. I got appointments today, but I'll be in the house of God Sunday. And I said, thank you, Lord. You know, God answers prayer. Trust in the Lord. Now get that in your mind. Don't let that word slip over like it's some earthly thing that means little. Understand the word trust means you put all your confidence in him. It means you trust in the Lord with everything you are. It means you depend on God. I was reading this morning about Asa, one of the great kings of Israel. And he was fighting a war with Syria. And he called on some neighbor pagans to help him. And God sent a prophet over there. and laid his finger on his nose and said, because you've done this, you'll never be without water the rest of your time. Then Olaza got sick. His feet got all infected. And the Bible said his feet were in terrible condition. And he sought to the physician and not to the Lord. So two times in a row, Asa trusted man and man's power instead of God. And he died. And they had to bury him because he didn't trust in the Lord. Church, I'm telling you, God wants you to trust in him. My Father and your Father, which art in heaven, who knows everything about you. Did you know he knows your thoughts afar off, the Bible says? He knows what you're going to think tomorrow, Derek. He knows what you're going to think tomorrow, Danny Lawless. He knows what you're going to think tomorrow, Sister Beth. He knows what you're going to think. And he says, trust in him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Now, let's get a little bit here on all thine heart. See, we take the Bible verses too lightly. We don't go to the core of what the Bible says often in our study of the scripture. We really don't. When you understand, he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. He meant all thine heart. He meant you don't ever trust in somebody else above God. You don't trust in even your husband or your wife above God. You don't trust in your pastor above God. You trust in God with all thine heart. Raise your hand and tell him you're going to trust him with all thy heart. Will you do that? I'm going to trust you, God, with all my heart. I'm going to put everything I got, every care I've got, I'm going to depend on you. And then, Lord, I'm going to delight thyself. Notice that. Delight thyself. What does it mean when it says thyself? It means all to you again. Same thing. Delight thyself in the Lord. Do you understand that promise? Read the rest of it. How many of you can quote the rest of that promise? Come on, raise your hand if you can quote it. Do it right now. Come on. Out loud. Give you what? Did you read that right? The desires of your heart, if you delight in the Lord. Brother, that's what he said. Everything you could desire in a sanctified attitude. Don't get ahead of me here. He ain't talking about some man wanting him a big old car with, convertible, best thing in town, biggest thing on the road. If that's what you wanted, I doubt that came from him. But if you can desire that which is holy, that which is right, that which you need, that which your family needs, delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give thee the desires of thine heart. Did you know I've been trying to do that for 67 years? And did you know I do not ever remember when he failed? Things that I didn't need sometimes, but I wanted them, and I thought that they could help me. And sometimes he gave me things as an answer, and later I wish he hadn't gave them to me. How many of you have ever had God to do something for you that later you felt like you shouldn't have asked him? Sometimes God does for you what you don't need because you're really his and you really belong to him. Not because you're playing games, but because you're really his. And foolishly, you say, how are you reading the Bible? You're reading the Bible where David foolishly asked God for things and got them. And he paid the price for them. Remember a few times, one time God showed up for David through a prophet and said, here's an option for you, one of these things. And one of them was, put yourself in God's hands. The other was, put yourself in man's hand. And David said, I'll put myself in your hands, God, because I know you're merciful. And he was judged, but judged with God's mercy instead of with man's hatred. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give thee the desires of thine heart. We're talking about the Father. Is anybody listening to me? We're talking about the Father. We're talking about delighting in God. We're talking about telling God how much you love Him. We're talking about getting in God's presence and just praise Him and love Him until the praise and love ascends into the realm above and then comes back on the wings of the Holy Ghost. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about delighting in Him with all you are and loving Him with all you are and praising Him with all you are. Hallelujah, church. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. Then he says, commit thy ways unto the Lord. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. You know, every one of us walk a different path. Every one of us have a different kind of environment in which we'll be in tomorrow. Every one of us have a different kind of way that we get to our responsibility. Every one of us spend different amounts of time doing different things. But every one of us can commit our whole way unto the Lord. We can put every bit of it in God's hands. You work a group of people from Honduras. Not always easy, but put it in God's hands every morning. You let God guide you in the treatment of those dear people and the fairness of all their labor, whatever. Always do everything in a fair way, in a pure way, in a godly way, in an honest way. And then you commit your way unto the Lord. Leave the rest in God's hand. You drive a big old bulldozer machine that could kill a dozen in 5 minutes if you didn't drive it right, Joe. That's why they pay you as good as they pay you, because you're skilled in handling that huge piece of equipment. Have you ever seen one of these big earth movers like that man drives? They are something else. You better know what you're doing, or you better get off that thing and go do something a little bit lesser. Understand? But get on it and commit your way to God. Become an instrument for God in whatever God's given you to do. Make sure you do it as unto the Lord. Don't do it as unto man. Don't arrive at work late. Don't arrive at work late. Don't take the equipment that they give you to use and take it home and keep it at home and take it from the car. Everything you do, commit your way to the Lord. Be totally honest with God. Be totally honest with your boss man. Be totally honest with the place you labor. That's what he's talking about. Commit your way unto the Lord. Do everything you do as unto the Lord. Do it in honest fashion. Am I preaching you the truth tonight? Am I telling you what God expects out of you? Am I telling you what God wants from you? Be careful with everything about your life. When you're on the telephone with some gossiper, don't get involved in their gossip. Are you listening to me? You're on the phone with somebody that's criticizing somebody. Just say, I'm not part of that. I'm sorry, but I'm going to hang up the phone. They won't start late the next time. Commit your way. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm not talking about just doing something with your head and never going beyond it. I'm talking about doing it with your heart. I'm talking about doing it with your whole life. I'm talking about committing yourself to God. Not to man. To God. And I promise you, He'll make everything you do prosperous. When you give it to God, He'll do it all. Now, the last, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Anybody have trouble with patience? Let me give you a good warning. If you're having trouble with patience, ask Him for it. And get ready for what Brother Dylan's shaking his head. But we need to, Brother Dylan. I mean, really? Brother Chambers has never been patient. If there's anything I've lacked is patience. But I think I'm doing better. Don't you tell me you don't think I am. Just leave it alone, okay? And pray for me. I'm working on it. I want to rest in the Lord. I want to go about my day with a degree of rest like I've never known in my life. I've tried to go like I have not tried. I've just simply went like a bulldozer all the days of my life. And it's been tough on me. And my body is feeling it. And I'm trying to learn to rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Hallelujah. God is faithful. God is faithful. Now tonight, I finished these words by telling you, you trust in the Lord with all your heart. You learn to love Him with everything in you. If anything I've said tonight is wonderful, I promise you, you love on God. And you love on Him until the love reaches into the realm of the heavenlies. And then you watch as your love begins to return on the wings of the Spirit of God, and your soul becomes so caught up in praise. I tell you, I have some of my greatest moments right in here in this sanctuary, early in the mornings praying, when the Holy Ghost brings back to me the joy I've sent to heaven. Everything you send to heaven will come back in greater degree than you ever sent it when you really love God. When you send it up to the Heavenly Father, when your soul is caught up in the praise of a great God, and you love Him and you praise Him and you exalt Him and you magnify Him, and you keep on doing it day after day after day after week after month, until all of a sudden one morning or one evening or some unsuspected moment, heaven comes down and just overshadows you, and you feel His glory. That's what you call praying through. The greatest need of this church is every one of us to get along with God and spend ample time until heaven responds in degrees of glory and blessing. You call it praying through. And how much of the church world do you know? Every preacher I talk to, I don't know how many places lately I've had a preacher say to me, "Why don't we have any miracles in our church?" And when I tell them, they don't even know how to respond. It's just too heavy. Listen, let's love God. What do you say, Paul Creek? Let's love God like we've never loved Him. Let's fall in love with Him heart and mind and soul and spirit. Let's fall in love with Him. Let's fill the heavens with our praise. Let's fill the heavens with our joy. Why don't you stand with me? How many of you will stand with me tonight, right here in this sanctuary? You will throw your hands straight up into the heavens, and you will love Him with everything you can muster in your mind right now. Right now, you got to make yourself. You got to train yourself. You got to teach yourself. You got to get yourself ready. You got to do it over and over until it takes over, until it becomes dominant in your life. It don't come easy. It don't happen automatically. It is not something that's simple. It takes all of you pouring yourself out upward to God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost. And heaven will get ready and pour heaven back on you. Roshahakaba, hallelujah. Rohoya, hallelujah. Oh, what a God we serve. What a God we serve. What a God we serve. I love you, church. I love you, saints. I want heaven on every one of you. I want to see every one of you moved by a mighty visitation of the Holy Ghost. I want to see God fall on this place like liquid love and turn us upside down. I hunger for it. I hunger for it. Oh, just keep loving on Him a little bit, will you? Just keep loving on your Father. Just keep loving on your Heavenly Father. He rules in the realm of the high and holy and mighty. And only God can send back the Holy Ghost in great mercies of love. Oh, Shepherd, hallelujah, hallelujah. Keep on, will you? Just keep on. Fill it with praise tonight. Fill the heavens with praise. I shall live more joy be higher. I feel it, I feel it, I feel it. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. What a God. What a God. Just keep on. Don't be in a hurry. Just keep your hands up. How about walking this way to these altars and let's fill it with all of us standing before the presence of a holy God and just loving Him and loving Him. Would you help me? Just loving Him. Just stand here and love on Him. Stand here and praise Him and tell Him you're going to delight in Him. Ask the Holy Ghost to help you. He'll give you strength you didn't have. He'll give you strength you don't muster on you.
the ground.